pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence.
Call to order the Board of Director meetings of Delaware Military Academy. Kick it off. We have no one here for public comment, so we'll skip that and we'll go to Helen for the Secretary's report.
I did send out the Secretary's report for the October meeting. There was one minor edit. I did adjust that. Motion to approve the minutes, or any questions? Not motion to approve the minutes for the October meeting. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anything else, Helen?
That's it. One question. We don't have a meeting in December, right?
We do not have a meeting in December. The next one will be in January.
Thank you.
I'll kick it over to Dan for the Commandant's report.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Rustaki. Thanks, everybody, for being here. It's been 12 days since we last met. School days, anyways. 12 school days. So just a couple of academic and programmatic updates that we have here. All of our federal grant paperwork has now been completed, including the Perkins Grant. Special thanks to Mr. Green and to Mr. Tizio. I know that was a massive undertaking. The process now to get those CTE funds has really been elongated by the state, and as Mr. Green can attest, they don't make it easy. So thank you very much for all your work on those things. Now we're waiting for those funds to be loaded, and then we'll be fully funded from that aspect for the year. Final grades are complete for the first market period. This week we will have academic support review meetings with any cadet that failed a class in the first marking period. We have 8 meetings. So out of 550 cadets, we've got 8 cadets who failed one class or more. So we'll be meeting with those cadets to see what we can do to support them, see if there's anything as a school we can do to make sure that they're successful. We kind of had an idea that these students were on the radar. They were already part of our MTSS plan, so there were really no surprises, but we have meetings with each cadet and their family on Wednesday to, you know, make sure that there's nothing that we're missing that we can do to support and encourage their success here academically. Second market period is already underway. I told all of the cadets at parade on Thursday, in between chattering teeth, that we are going to, if you didn't like where you were at the end of the first market period, the good news about school is in the second market period, you get to start over. So you have a chance to wipe the slate clean. If you didn't like the kind of student you were in the first market period, in the second market period, you got to make sure you make up or dig yourself out of a hole or continue to work hard so that your semester grades are good at the end. We also talked about the fact that in the second market period, you got to kind of be on your toes because it's quick. It's the same number of days as all the rest of the quarters. But with Thanksgiving break and with winter break being 2 weeks this year, it's going to come and go faster than you can believe, especially the seniors. So I made that message very clear to make sure that you're staying on top of your studies, making sure you're turning everything in. If there are assignments to take care of over Thanksgiving or winter break, please make sure that you're doing them. So we had that conversation. I did want to quickly revisit and give an update for attendance. I know, Glenn, we had a conversation last time about attendance and the reports that Deb had given you, so I asked her for a little bit of clarification. She said that the report that she had given you was called on-track attendance. And on-track attendance is the measurement that represents the accountability system as a percentage of students not chronically absent, which is the inverse of the percentage of students chronically absent to represent school performance data in a positive manner. So at the end of the school year, we get what's called on-track attendance. Last year, that number was 92%. If you have a student that, say, misses an extended period of time for one reason or another, we have to provide data to the state to prove why this student was not in attendance as frequently as they should. So last year, in total, 92% of our cadets were not chronically absent. This year, there is no on-track attendance because that doesn't get reported until the end of the year. So what we have to track attendance as of now is called average daily attendance. And that average daily attendance right now is 94% not chronically absent. So we are by 2% more present than we were last year as of right now. So I just want to make sure that I clarified that. I don't know if that was clarifying, but I'll be happy to send this email to everybody so you can see what the difference between average daily attendance, on track attendance. I know that, for example, we may have some cadets this year that may have withdrawn for various reasons, for legitimate reasons, that we have to make sure we're providing the state with paperwork for so that it doesn't count against our on-track attendance. And one of the things that we've greatly improved upon here is making sure that we're capturing the right paperwork to show the state, if we did have a cadet that was out, why they were, and the proper documentation. So that's a little bit of a difference between what we had last time. So I'll make sure I send that to everybody so you can see. I had Mr. Tizio draw up a little bit of a map on what those two things look like. Requested sports update. I know our volleyball team had a fantastic season. They ended up being the last group standing. They had a great year. They did a wonderful job. The tremendous group of girls. It was fun to be there to root them on. We had a great homecoming day where we had the state volleyball championship game, or not championship game, but playoff game, followed by our homecoming football game. So it was like 8 straight hours of fun for Mr. Newcott and the cadets, and it was great. They had a great time. We're kind of in between seasons now. The football team just missed the state tournament. They needed some help on last Friday, and unfortunately we didn't get the right teams to win. So their season ended. They were 500. But we're looking forward to coming back next year stronger. So we're in between seasons right now. The winter sports season just kicked off. Girls basketball, boys basketball, winter track, and wrestling. I was watching the wrestling team run around the other day. So they're gearing up to defend their state championship. So we're looking forward to a successful winter sports season as well. A couple of administrative updates. Huge date on Wednesday. Mr. Rostocki, Mr. Gadsden, Captain Bates, Mr. Tizio, Ms. Tozlowski, and myself are going to the Red Clay Consolidated School District Board meeting on Wednesday at 7 o'clock to receive our final approval for our 5-year charter renewal. We talked to Mr. Broomall. We feel like it's going to be a smooth meeting. We don't anticipate anything out of sorts transpiring, but like he said, you never know. These are elected officials. Hopefully things go well. But he doesn't envision there being any issues. And then lastly, we continue to work with the Lewis Circle Group, our neighbors, to get that easement signed and to continue to work on that sewer pump issue and rectify that permanently. We got some legal information to share during executive session on that, at which time we'll present that. Like I said, short update, being that it hasn't been a whole lot of days. Does anybody have any questions?
On the federal grants, those are grants for 2025, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And is the parade on Thursday, is that open to the public?
It's not open to the public, but you're definitely welcome to come.
Is there a rationale for not opening it to the public?
So in order for the public to attend, we would have to run everybody through the Raptor system. That's not to say we couldn't do it. We do have, yeah, so if you have, if there are students on campus during school hours, we have to make sure that they have a criminal background check. And so what we did was we purchased basically equipment that will run your driver's license and print out a visitor badge and do a quick scan through the system to make sure that you're okay to be on campus while students are here.
And that can happen at the gate?
Yeah.
At the entrance?
Correct. Yep, right in the main office.
So if that's not intrusive, I know from Valley Forge, that was a huge magnet towards friend raising.
Yeah, so we've had, we have our Shining Seahawk Award once a month, and the folks of the Shining Seahawks come and they celebrate, and they're a part of the parade day. Last Thursday, we had some tours from some individuals that reached out because they were unable to attend open house. So we had them come on Thursday to witness parade day and be a part of that. So I like that idea. It's a good idea. We can definitely do that.
Yeah, that may be something that can be discussed at the ad hoc committee with fundraising, public relations.
Absolutely.
Something that they can pick up.
It's a good idea.
Now, we don't do the parade all the time.
Mr. Newcott would do it all the time.
We're backing off.
We got parkas, Captain Bates.
I know. We can go down to 0 degrees.
That's what I said.
We usually cut it off at 32 degrees. So we're probably at the end of our parade, what they call the parade season there.
Well, we don't know. It's 68 today.
Well, at 7:30 in the morning is when that call.
That's when Captain Bates makes that call, because Mr. Newcott says yes every time.
It's pretty cold. And when you're trying to move that
Captain
sword.
Bates, they have their new parkas.
Exactly.
They do. And we actually just found out that we can get the fleece liners for the parkas.
Oh, wow.
Because they have gloves.
And we do allow them to wear black gloves, but it is hard to use the swords when we're in 0 degrees.
Well, if it is spring season, we broke for the inclement weather at Valley Forge, right? The winter at Valley Forge. But when we came back, if it's going to come when the dogwoods start blooming,
there we go.
That's when it was kind of a telltale sign. There's plenty of time to ramp up whatever the marketing machine to attract people to that.
I love it. Yeah, we should absolutely do that. Absolutely. And then I'll turn it over to Captain Bates for a JROTC update. He's got a lot of cool things going on to bring the M and the MA back.
Good evening. We had our first inspections after Spirit Week and Exam Week. We had inspections last week, and we did 7 promotions for the upper class and over 125 promotions for the freshmen, which is normal for this time of year. They've had their time in service, and now they can start looking at promotions. Very successful vet breakfast on November 6th. We had over 100 vets and their accompanying cadets in. I want to thank people that assisted with donations. We really appreciate that, and the PTA that helped serve it. We had 3 color guards during Veterans Day weekend, 1 each day. Wellington Western Railroad, Newark Reservoir, and a luncheon at Goldie Beacom College. And last week we had 27 cadets and 1 commandant go up and take a Coast Guard ride up to Philadelphia, got out on some of the small boats with the Coast Guard. And community service-wise, we had a number of cadets at the Applebee's on Veterans Day assisting, and this past Friday we had 5 cadets down at the Delaware Veterans Cemetery helping with them for about 10 hours total.
Captain Bates, are we doing the Veterans Cemetery with the wreaths around the holiday season?
Yes. Wreaths across America?
Yep.
Yeah. It's scheduled for December 14th.
Okay.
Special thanks to Ms. Petula and First Trust Bank for your donation for the Veterans Breakfast. Really appreciate it.
Well, it was easy.
Yeah, the veterans were overjoyed. I gotta say, I don't know who was smiling more, the cadets or the veterans, during the course of the breakfast.
Hopefully it was a good breakfast.
It was great. But they enjoyed, you know, each other's company, and I think our vets enjoyed telling stories, and I think our cadets enjoyed hearing them. So it was really nice to see. It was a great community event.
Great.
Captain Bates, just a question on military tact and discipline. By now, I would imagine you have a pretty good gauge of where the corps of cadets is on respect for the chain of command and respect for the uniform, respect for the classroom, the campus. We would know kind of where the different problems were with, in terms of who had more demerits or more tours, and there was a short list, but you have 8 people that have to get met with. There would be another 8 people that were on the military list of families that had to get a call with the commandant's office. Can you give us a flavor on, you know, where the overall military, you know, discipline level is for the Corps?
Well, we certainly have detentions once a week. I don't know exactly the numbers off the top of my head, but we have several people in for detentions, some infractions here and there, failure to shave, not wearing the uniform properly, things like that. I said we were doing pretty well up until Spirit Week, and then they kind of got out of sorts for that week. Plus, and then the following week was a very short week with the elections, and then we went right into exams. So we last Thursday was the first inspection they had in about 3 weeks. So we had to kind of tighten things down a little bit more this last week. Send out some notices to individuals that, you know, haircuts are a big thing for our males. And fingernails, since the females were just coming off the homecoming dance, they were allowed to have their fingernails longer. But we kind of brought that back down this past week. So some of them are still trying to adjust to get back into standards. That's right.
But Chris, yeah, Captain Pitamon, Captain Bates, and I do have a short list that, you know, we keep an eye on. It's part of the school plan where you have to look at what they call the triangle, where it talks about the number of students that have two or more referrals versus those who do not. The last time I checked was right before Spirit Week, and we were at about 2% of our cadets that had two or more infractions. And 98% of our cadets were below two. So we do keep an eye on that triangle and make sure that we, if there's a need to have conversations with folks, we're more inclined to do it right away than wait to have a meeting, say, at the end of the first quarter. So a lot of this
referral being somebody getting stuck with the merits.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
What is the leniency level or the willingness to use the stick book? Is that 2% rate traditional?
I would say that it's probably, I would say that we're holding the military tact, as you called it, at a higher level than what they've seen the last couple of years.
Teacher in the classroom, and there's much more of a concentration on making that happen this year than the past several.
I've seen it. You let it get away even for a couple of weeks. It goes right downhill. Classroom,
yep.
Parade ground.
They're
all
so
together.
Concentrated on that effort this year that it doesn't take long to bring it right back. Yeah. And that's the first time it's like a care for the team.
Wow. Yeah, Captain Bates and Captain Pinamont do a great job with that. They even had a little fun for Spirit Week. Captain Pinamont dressed up as Darth Vader to, you know, show a little bit of humility and humor.
Vader right here.
Yeah. exactly.
Who is Captain Pitamon?
Captain Pitamon is one of our naval science instructors. He is also the dean of discipline.
Retired.
Yeah.
I think I know him.
Oh, did?
The commandant's selling himself. He's making a huge impact.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Although, unlike Valley Forge, we can't really kick them out, you know, just for not wearing their uniform properly. There's a whole process for that. It's a little bit more extensive than the superintendent or the commandant at Valley Forge has a little bit more leniency, I think.
Well, it's corporal punishment aside. I mean, there's also PT. Right? We were heavy into, you know, the cadets PTing other cadets. I don't know where that's at in the public sector school, but I doubt that's something that's happening where the upperclassmen see somebody out of uniform and they, you know, make them do 50 push-ups. And probably not happening.
We do.
There might be some push-ups.
Yeah, there might be some push-ups happening.
Yeah. As long as you do them with them.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
That was our rule.
100%.
Right next to them.
Yep, I like
I'll
it.
I'll push them.
Chief Keller does them all.
Yeah. Any other questions for Mr. Newcutt or Captain Bates? Kick it over to Don for the treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report, all right. Prior to this meeting, you should have received October 31st, 2024 financial statements. We are 33% through the fiscal year here, 4 out of 12 months. We still are in that preliminary budget, so we haven't finalized our cadet numbers because the state has to review them and confirm them. I'm going to highlight a couple things from our October 31st statements. revenue, we've collected 56% of our budgeted revenue. That's approximately 2.8% less than last year, okay? So just timing, we had talked about that. In September, when Nicole gave the report, we were 16% below last year's number. So now we're only 2.8. So I do believe it is a timing thing here, and revenue will start being collected. As most of you know who've sit on the board before, we collected a lot of our revenue at the beginning of the year, and expenses go kind of throughout there. But I think it's a good trend there that we're collecting some more. All expiring federal grants have been expended by their deadline. So we have to encumber or expend the grant money by November the 30th, and that has been done. And it's for prior years, Dan. So we were talking about 25. You're putting the new ones on. This would be for 24 or any other grant that was expiring. Okay, so that's a positive thing. On the expense side, total actual expenses are 33.8% of our budgeted number. So if you look at it in terms of the calendar year, we're about there. 33% of the year's gone by. 33.8% of the expenses have been incurred, in line with the time of the year. Year-to-date expenses are approximately up 3.8% than last year. So when I look at it compared to last year, we're about 3.8% higher. That mainly, the main reason was that in personnel expenses, salary and benefits. And it wasn't really in the salary section, it was more in the benefit section. So I think those are related to timing-like issues, specifically when you look at healthcare expenses and pension. Okay, so that was, they were higher than last year by $100,000. So that was all of our difference there. There was no items of revenue or expenses that had any unexplained large variances, okay? So that's on our current financial statements. Did anybody have any questions on the financials for October?
Do an idle loans or anything like that? Those idle ones, they're forgiven by the government? Do we qualify for that?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Because there were like grants that they were given. You know, I am on a board of oncology in Philadelphia, and
yep,
they were given those. They were given for this year, but they're reflecting on 2024 year, but they were going to be dispersed in 2025.
Okay. Yeah, and what type of loan was it?
Idle.
Idle loans. Yeah.
I'll email you about it.
Okay, yep. That'd be great. And you're saying that the education, the school got the money, and then they're going to be
kind of like a PPP loan.
Yep.
That's not what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, if we qualify for something like that, and we have a use for them, like the grants,
yeah,
and we could, you know, it's something to look at.
It's like a personnel and that kind of thing.
Yeah. There was two grants that we had that are new for this year that are on our books. The athletic trainer block grant, that's new, and then we have a minor capital improvement grant that's on there. So we haven't got the money yet, but they're on there. So. Any other questions on the financials for October? Okay. I will motion to approve the financial statement for the treasurer's report. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Everyone in favor, state by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
All right, Don, you want to go to the finance committee?
Finance committee. All right. The finance committee. We met on last Thursday, November the 14th, for the Finance Committee. We reviewed these October 31st statements, went into more detail, line by line, talking to Ken about what the variances were and the reasons why they were variances from the budget or actual last year. There was no variance that wasn't reasonable, why it was a variance there. Nicole was on, all the committee members were there. Nicole was there, Glenn Alton was there, myself and Ken. We also discussed the CBOC, which is the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. Their next meeting is this Thursday, November the 21st. Okay, so we'll be reviewing transactions through September of 24 in that meeting, as well as we'll be going over the audited statements and then those October statements to see if they have any questions about the financial condition of the school. The next Finance Committee meeting will be January the 23rd. That's all I had on the Finance Committee update.
Cool. Glenn Academic Excellence.
So the Academic Excellence Committee met on Thursday. I noticed in my notes up to November 15th, but that was Friday's date. We met on Thursday. Myself, Deb, Scott, and Jennifer, Chris was unable to make it. Deb started off by noting that data that they're getting on incoming students, it used to be a lot more granular. Now it's kind of more general, so that they really can't focus on individual students' issues coming in. The College Board doesn't provide that student-level data to be able to see the students' strengths and weaknesses. And in relation to what we brought up before about the low math and English scores, discussions are underway on how they can put math and English into the schedule for the entire year. Because I guess they only teach those subjects in semesters, and not the entire year, which is, that blew me away. Not coming from education, and just remembering to the way it was, you know, when I was in high school, I guess things were a lot different. So, they're currently taught by semester, and the freshman class, they take a basic math class in the fall, and then algebra in the spring. So discussions are on their way on how they can, you know, put, you know, a single math course in for the entire year to see if that will help, you know, with improving the scores. As far as the curriculums go, the curriculums are currently teacher creating. They're not standardized. So the math department is looking at potential curriculums that are standardized, that are tried and tested, more research-based, that they can take math, you know, to the next level. So this involves a financial commitment. You know, if they were to go out and purchase, you know, something, standardized curriculum. So the math teachers are going to help pick the right curriculum that's, you know, aligned with the Common Core standards. On the topic of career and technical education, which is CTE, that's a graduation requirement for all the students in the state of Delaware. But to be considered complete and receive that certification, like NAVTRAC certification, they have to do an internship. So this is something that I had brought up last year after talking with Scott, that, you know, they're reaching out again to see what kind of assistance, you know, we as a board, you know, could provide in helping to identify internships for any cadets, you know, that need them. So some of the challenges are the students, you know, must be in school each day for naval science requirements, so it's not like they can, you know, leave the school, you know, and go and report to a company or something like that. A lot of sponsors, they don't want cadets unless they're 18 years old. So that's a problem, because at that point, you know, the students have already applied to college, and that NAVTRAC certification doesn't really mean anything to them. It doesn't seem like it's worth the effort. There are full-time personnel at other districts managing all of this, while at DMA, people like Scott are doing this in addition to all of their other duties. So Scott's reaching out to companies that are providing internships to schools, to students in other schools. He's going to provide a list of the schools and the companies to the board, so we might see if we know any people, you know, at those companies that we can reach out to and see if we can kind of grease the skids. And he's going to ask, Scott's going to ask Dan to include that in the Comrades Quarter and keep it in there so that kind of reinforce it to parents to advise if there's any companies, you know, for whom they work, whether students could, you know, do an internship there. And Scott's working with the regimental staff and the yearbook staff to see if they can be given work study credit, you know, for actually working here at DMA. Scott would like to create a career day at DMA, and he's going to seek input from the board tonight.
No, I'll probably a future one. It'll be in the spring. I mean, okay. We could certainly talk about it real quick.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. But you will be soliciting some input from us on that.
Sure.
And finally, Deb requested if help can be provided in researching. She said the World News rankings. I think she meant U.S. News and World Report.
That's correct.
Rankings. To understand how they're ranking schools, because apparently DMA is ranked fairly low in the state for all public and charter schools in the state. I think we're ranked 23rd according to U.S. News and World Report. So Jennifer had shared the link on how the schools are ranked, and I provided that in the meeting notes. If you click on that, it should take you to the website. Any questions?
Is there any way for the certification we can link up with the Red Clay School District, or is that...
We can look into that.
Yeah.
We can look into it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can look into that possibility.
Good. Thanks.
Thanks, Glenn. Nothing to report on for the Governance Committee other than we'll be scheduling our meeting, probably coming up before the next January board meeting. For the ad hoc committee, I would just recommend perhaps the committee members set up a meeting before the January meeting. I think Dan had a very good meeting with Fred Sears, who would like to help out the school, so he can, you know, debrief that committee on those efforts. With that said, I think all the ad hoc committees are done. Any old business? Any new business? I'll make a motion to go into executive session. Okay, have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're back on.
We're out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second it?
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.